Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice, where we're going to talk about two price surges. Firstly, of cocoa in time for Easter, and secondly, Trump Media's SPAC listing. So firstly, on cocoa, we think this surge comes with the territory. What we mean by that is the rally for the main chocolate ingredient has accelerated in time for Easter. Prices are up 230% in the past year to nearly $10,000 a ton, which puts it twice the previous all-time high. What started as a classic supply and demand squeeze has turned into a speculative extravaganza. This is a usually small and overlooked commodity market, not even big enough to be included in the 24 asset benchmark Bloomberg Commodity Index, but it's now the fifth most held commodity on the eToro platform, for example, with 150% growth in holders in the past month. These price spikes, though, do come with the territory in commodities, which is the most volatile asset class, and often lead to a price bust, as we've seen with similar rallies from natural gas, lithium, and wheat. But we think these high cocoa prices may last. We draw the comparison with orange juice, which has held on to most of its gains. And consumers have really not seen any increase in chocolate prices yet, with chocolate inflation running at 5 to 9% in the developed world relative to the 230% cocoa surge, which is coming their way. Our second topic is the Trump Media SPAC listing. So the sight of Trump Media shares soaring on their debut after merging with a special purpose acquisition vehicle has rekindled memories of the earlier meme stock and SPAC boom, but it's not. This is really a holdover from those days. It's taken over 2 years for this deal to come to market. And rather than signaling any sort of particular return to favor, remember back in 2021, when this deal was first thought up, there were 600 SPAC deals raising $160 billion. This year, though, there have been under 10, raising under a billion. And retail investors have also moved on. Meme stock indices have underperformed this year. DIY investors have refocused on rallying crypto markets and AI stocks. And the price surge we've seen in DJT is just a combination, I think, of a classic short squeeze and US election politics. The stock's seen as a proxy on the November 5th outcomes and as a way for Republican supporters to help Trump's current financial woes. But it's been very painful for those betting against this loss-making company, forcing them to buy the stock back to cover their short positions or face unlimited losses. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research. And we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.